Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Jay Kaplan's in the house. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebration of the day, National Cranberry Relish Day. Jay, this one's for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
National Jukebox Day.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those.
You got one of those. You've even got some vinyl records.
About 8,000.
About 8,000 of them.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. And then for me, I looked at this one.
More every week.
More every week.
Yeah, new ones.
I've heard about that about you, Jay. You got to get more every week.
I try. So, I know.
Okay, so
get there.
And now, and then we've also got, I saw this one, I figured this would be our celebration of the day, National Taiwan On Day. And then I started looking and seeing what they meant by National Taiwan On Day, and they're talking about an apron. Yeah, an apron. Let's go back to the idea of, you know, just tying one on. If you know what that means, if you're old enough to remember that terminology, go for it. Let's move on. Check out the markets right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 55 points today. It opened up, down now 55. Not going to really make a whole lot of difference. It's going to be very light trading today. Friday is going to be a short day. It'll be very light trading on Friday as well. So don't pay a whole lot of attention there. Oil up $1.07 a barrel to $57.90. And a lot of drawdown. It's amazing how many people are still buying oil and obviously going to gas, even though the markets, I mean, we're seeing how the pricing on gas and oil is increasing significantly, but it hasn't hurt the demand. People are still out there. They feel good about the economy. So they're out there. And we saw that. I mean, I looked this morning. I don't know if you checked any of the traffic reports this morning. Massive amounts of traffic and SIG alerts, unfortunately. So slow down and get there safe. And I only tell you that for one reason. Yeah, I bet you thought I was interested. Well, I am. But the main, I want you to listen next week as well. So even though gas here in Taxifornia, $3.20 a gallon on average, 252.6, the national average. And if you need to fill up before the holiday, I would recommend going to Alabama. $2.24 a gallon, so it'll be a little bit cheaper there. Save you some money if you go there and get your gas instead of buying it here. Checking out the U.S. 10-year Treasury. What's going on with the Treasuries and U.S. 10-year Treasury? Down 2 basis points, not a whole heck of a lot of news there. 30-year, the Fannie Mae 30-year 3.5% bond, up 14 basis points. Bond goes up, rates go down. It works that way every single time. And even though today is Wednesday, not Thursday, Freddie Mac came out with their mortgage market survey. They generally do this Thursday mornings. I give it to you every week. But it came out today because we're not going to be here tomorrow. Hope you're going to enjoy Thanksgiving with your family as well. 3.92. You got to pay a half a point on average to get that. Last year at this time, 4.03. So we're down from where we were last year at this time. We went down a little bit from last week, but we're down about the tenth of a point from last year. So that's just some of the news there that is important to you, or I hope is important to you. Looking at more on the financial network here. Again, markets close tomorrow. They close early on Friday. So we're going to see lots of volatility. Mortgage Bankers Association came out with some numbers today. The application data for the week ending November 17th showing that overall application volume increased by 0.1% from the previous week. Led by purchases rose 5%. Purchases are now up 4% year over year. Refinances are down 5% year over year. Actually, they're down 5%, but down 26% from this time last year. And interest rates down a quarter from last year this time. Refinance shares 49.9% of the activity. Who cares? Initial jobless claims, 239,000 is what the report came in. They expected 240,000. For an economist, that's right on. The decrease of 13,000 from the previous report, which was revised higher to 252,000. Durable goods orders, a little bit weaker. The Federal Reserve is going to release their minutes later on today, about 11 o'clock our time. So we'll see what the Federal Reserve has been up to, what they're thinking. Sometimes that does give us some insight as to the future. In this case, I would suggest, again, we'll see market volatility just because no one's going to be working by then. By 11 o'clock, Jay, you probably know this one better than I do. New York City,
yeah.
By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the day before Thanksgiving, is anybody working on Wall Street?
No.
they're going to be long gone, and they might be tying one on. Just a thought right there. Moving right along, you know, I'm looking at some of the political agenda of what's going on in the world right now, and I got a question, I don't know this answer. In our country, everyone is presumed innocent until proven guilty. I think it's in Europe they say that they can't report on these items until there is a determination. Do you think that would be good in our country? Now, you think about what's going on with somebody like Al Franken, and it's somebody like Roy Moore, and I see that the hometown paper for Congressman John Conyers is saying that he should resign. Does that make sense to you? Now, what they are accused of doing should not make sense to anybody, should not be acceptable to anybody. The whole issue to me, though, is why should a newspaper in Minnesota have the authority or somebody making an accusation 10, 15, 20, 40 years after something happens to alter what could be somebody else's career? And I just look at some of those things and say, you know something, why shouldn't it be adjudicated before you go either way? The accused should not have their life altered, and the accuser, person who was the victim, you know, why should their name be out in the public eye either? You know, and I just question that one. Give me your thoughts, Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. Go on the Facebook page, put it there as well. President's still in the news, still going after the NFL. I applaud him. I'm not a fan of this national anthem garbage. Roger Goodell, obviously a wimp in my opinion, looking for a 60% pay raise based on having lost NFL market share, lost NFL ratings, and probably half the country is dissatisfied with the antics of these few that are sitting down at these different games. Amazing there as well. Department of Justice wants to strip U.S. citizenship. I wonder how they do that, from 5 immigrants who sexually abused children before they became citizens. Does that mean that the Department of Justice didn't vet them properly? Just a question mark right there. Moving right along, looking more news here. Interesting, and we're going to see this, I'm sure, played out on the news a lot. President Trump, Vladimir Putin, spoke for more than an hour yesterday discussing many of the world's troubles. They're probably going to be on, that'll be the headline of the news today, if we're not talking about John Conyers, Al Franken, Roy Moore, and all these other sexual issues that, you know, to be honest with you, I don't want my nieces to be seeing that kind of stuff. Well, I don't want to have to explain all that sexual innuendo stuff to the girls. It's just the way it is. I'm old fashioned. Call me old fashioned. I don't mind. New report out. I guess this is another one that's very fascinating. Former Secretary of State John Kerry went to Dubai last year, delivered a speech that displayed his remarkable antipathy towards Israel. Tapes that have just surfaced, Kerry is heard praising the Palestinians for being committed to nonviolence.
I got a bad feeling about this.
And totally blaming Israel for the ongoing tension and violence. Okay, gotta love that one. What else do we have going on? GQ in the news again. You gotta love it. after they have Colin Kaepernick as its Citizen of the Year. They're now talking that it's your civic duty to bash the President of the United States. I say it's your civic duty to question every politician, but bashing, I'm not sure I'm with that. But then again, it is GQ, and they had the easiest opportunity this year. If it wasn't for the idea of GQ having a desire to be divisive, they had the easiest opportunity this year to have somebody that nobody could question as to being their man of the year. Nobody in their right mind could possibly question J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt, J.J. Wyatt? No, even Jay and I, we disagree on everything there possibly is politically.
Except Jay as man of the year. You might want to stop right there.
There's another Jay in there, Jay.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But J.J. Wyatt, right? I mean, raises $37 million for the flood victims in Houston through his organization. Yet, GQ finds the idea that Colin Kaepernick should be their man of the year. I don't get it. We'll talk more about this and other issues over the days and weeks to come. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to get Jay Kaplan on the air talking about some of the changes in the reverse mortgage world. Can you be denied a rental home because of bad credit? Bubble alert. Is it getting too easy to get a mortgage? Maybe the reverse mortgage is getting too easy. We'll talk to Jay about that one. And five little-known ways to get your student loans forgiven. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Now, throw out some good mornings out there. Good morning, Azita. Good morning, Leonard. Bobby Joe, glad to see you with us. Amado, Christopher, Debbie, Mitchell, Jamie, Jeff, Nassim, Larry, Don, glad to see all of you with us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving, one and all. If you have any comments, questions, thoughts, feel free to share them right there on the Facebook page. We are monitoring that. I can't always watch it the whole time, but we try and give a little bit of information. If you've got some questions especially, we try and watch that as well. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our good friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the products, the programs for you, and especially the Fast Pass loan approval. Gold Star has that as well. Bubble alert, is it getting too easy to get a mortgage? That is our question this morning, and I'm going to share with you the answer because I can give it to you in two letters. No. Little doubt it is easier to get a mortgage today than it was it last year. The Mortgage Credit Availability Index, MCAI, published by the Mortgage Bankers Association, shows that mortgage credit has become more available each of the last several years. In fact, in just the last year, more buyers are putting less than 20% down to purchase a home. Average credit score on closed mortgages is lower. More low down payment programs have been introduced. This has some people worrying that we are returning to the lax lending standards, which led to the boom and bust that real estate experienced 10 years ago. So let's alleviate some of that concern. I shared a graph earlier today on our social media channels about the Mortgage Credit Availability Index going back to the boom years of 2004 and 2005. The higher the graph line, the easier it is or was to get a mortgage. Very, very simple in 2006. Basically, there was that two-step. It wasn't even a Texas two-step to get a mortgage in 2006. Basically, can you fog a mirror? Not necessarily required. That doesn't, you don't have to really fog it. And then the next step was you're approved. It's pretty much that way. So as you can see, lending standards were much more lenient from 2004 to 2007. Gradually became easier to get a mortgage since 2011. We are nowhere near the lenient standards during the boom. The Urban Institute also publishes a Home Credit Availability Index. And according to that institute, they call it an HCAI. Measure the percentage of home purchase loans that are likely to default, that is, go unpaid for more than 90 days past their due date. A lower HCAI indicates that lenders are unwilling to tolerate defaults and are imposing tighter lending standards, making it harder to get a loan. A higher HCAI indicates it is easier to get a loan, and I posted that graph as well. Bottom line, you can get financing if you can prove that you can repay the loan. And that's a good thing. You really should be able to prove you can repay the loan. Now, in the instance of our guest this morning, I should say that that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. In the instance of repaying the loan, when we talked to Jay Kaplan today, he is our reverse mortgage guru for Ron Siegel Radio. There's a very, very serious requirement when it comes to repaying a loan for the reverse mortgage. Okay. Right? I mean,
well, there is.
The only real time that you have to repay that loan, Jay, is it becomes due once the last of the borrowers passes on
or moves away.
Or moves away.
Let's not kill everybody.
Yeah. No, but I mean that the other part becomes a choice.
Right.
Right, you can pay it back anytime you want to.
And the most important thing, and I shouldn't say this because this is not, but you said the number one thing, you never have to pay it back. So
right, that's beautiful. Somebody else does.
But don't tell anybody I said that.
Yeah, somebody else pays it back. That's right. So, Jay, I know that in October, I think it was. Okay, I don't think you've been with me since October, since all the massive changes went into effect.
Right, because we went through, you know, convulsions while that happened. But we're over it now.
Okay, Jay's breathing again. We've got him upright.
Yeah, one thing, when you're my size, you can hear me breathing.
Okay.
That's why people on the phone never have to ask, am I still there?
Jay, are you alive, Jay? Jay?
Oh, yeah, you can hear the breathing.
Okay. So now we know what the heavy breathing is not necessarily what you think it is.
Not okay.
So let's go. Let's talk about just some of the changes, Jake. And then we're gonna also want to get into some of the reverse mortgage myths at the end of the broadcast. But let's talk about what some of the changes are here.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you the negative stuff first so we can get over it.
Okay.
That's in the past, and we need to get on with things. The most important part of the changes, which were fairly sudden and it's the suddenness more than anything else that kind of threw the industry into turmoil, is the fact that that the amount of benefit, that is either cash or line of credit, I call that the benefit, either cash, the payoff of your current loan, or the line of credit, those things to me altogether is the benefit.
Okay.
So that benefit has gotten smaller. It's been reduced by the government.
Okay.
In their wisdom to, I'm not sure exactly, but you know, that's for another show. That's for a political show. they made some of the changes.
Their claim, their claim is that the first mortgage funding or default rate was too high.
Yeah.
Is their claim. That they're claiming they're trying to shore that up. Whether it's accurate or not, we don't know that part.
Well, the general default rate since 08 has been much too high across the board. And, of course, reverse mortgages are a part of that.
Oh, so when you say general default rate, you mean homes in general.
In general. The big thing they were worried about, too, in regard to that default rate is how it directly relates to the FHA insurance fund.
Okay.
That's the fund we as homeowners, as part of our payment, put into. It's like the mortgage insurance. But it's real insurance. Usually PMI, when it comes to normal loans, just insures the lender. This insures us as well as the lender. Us meaning the borrower, the homeowner.
Okay.
So
you have to explain that. How does that mortgage insurance insure the borrower?
Because it allows, let me give you some examples. Maybe those are the easiest things to understand.
Absolutely. I'm a simple guy.
Not as simple as me. We can have an argument here now. An example, let's say somebody wants $800 a month or $1,000 a month for as long as they live.
Okay.
They can have that until they reach 150 years old. Okay. They can have that regardless of what happens to the value of the property. If, in fact, your line of credit goes to $1 million and we have another debacle like 08 and your home is worth, I'm just using round numbers because I'm round, okay? So if you're.
Yeah, we want to make sure we should throw that out there clearly, Jay, that.
It's clear. it's on YouTube.
No, but what we want to. Don't take the exact precise numbers that Jay is giving. He's giving great advice, great guidance, but your situation is unique to you.
Always.
So we're trying to.
But these numbers could exist.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We're
not like they're in outer space.
Right.
They could exist. Your home could be worth $500,000. Your line of credit could have $1 million in it. You can still take that million regardless of the value of the property. Okay.
Okay.
You can give it to your kids right then and there. The kids go to sell the property. They do not need to recoup that $1 million. If they want to just walk away, well, they've got the money in the pocket probably, or the parents' debt goes to the estate. They can just walk away. That's great insurance. So the line of credit will continue to grow, and it's so hard for everybody, really. It's the hardest thing I had to learn when first starting to do these. But you just say that it's contracted to do so. The banks that participate are also insured against loss. So in order to get that insurance for themselves, they have to say that your line of credit, you meaning the homeowner, is going to grow.
So it's a fancy life insurance policy that you pay for on a monthly basis as part of the accumulation of the of using some of your equity.
Of course.
Right? Because one of the things, I mean, I talked about in the last set in the mortgage minute there was that, or in the opening, in the monologue, right, that people are paying less down payment.
Mm-hmm.
In the reverse mortgage world, you can buy a house, but the down payment in the reverse mortgage world is actually increased.
Yes.
Because of this change.
Right.
So, and we'll chat more about that when we come back. I know it gets kind of confusing. If you've got questions, put them in the chat box or give us a call at 800-306-1990. Jay will take all your questions off air. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, can you be denied a rental home because of bad credit? Little known ways to get your student loan forgiven. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Azita, yes, indeed. Every one of our shows are recorded. We put them on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Has about 500 shows, and this one should be up by the end of the day today. The replays are posted right there. So thank you for asking that. Yes, they are there. Can you be denied a rental home because of bad credit? That is the subject of today's Your Credit Matters segment, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, and it is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Most well-known consequence of having bad credit is trouble getting loans or credit cards, but a low credit score can also make it difficult to find a place to live. Landlords, especially large property management companies, will likely check your credit report before approving your lease. And there are plenty of negative items that landlords see as deal breakers with potential tenants. But don't fret, you may still have options. Is bad credit an automatic rejection? By most landlord standards, the minimum credit score to rent an apartment is 620. But many landlords look past the credit score and search the specific activity on a potential tenant's credit report. So here's some issues there, as I've shared with you. It's kind of like buying a house right now. You have to do the extra mile because there are the properties are so tight. We shared with you yesterday when the numbers came out that we're at a 3.9-month supply of inventory on real estate right now in this country. Rental properties are also very, very low. Do a little extra work. Put a letter in there as to what your story is. Share information about your family, maybe some pictures. Put a package together for the landlord so that you stand out from the others in the search. So you might find an apartment with no credit check or an independent owner. Explain in person what's going on. Be open about your income and savings. Make advanced or larger payments. Find a roommate. Consider a guarantor or co-signer as a last resort. And repair your credit for future hunting. Those are all issues that will help you as you look for rental housing. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We are continuing our conversation this morning. Jay Kaplan's in the house, and we are talking about his specialty, and that would be the reverse mortgage. We're talking about the change. Jay went through a lot of changes in the beginning of October, and so did the product.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. Okay, so we talked about the diminished amount of the benefit.
Correct.
Let's talk dollars and cents, Jay, not from a specifics standpoint, but the mortgage insurance up, down, what's going on there?
Well, the mortgage insurance went, and I believe you said this, went up quite a bit for those people who are the most trustworthy and came down for those that are not the most trustworthy. So,
well, I would use a little different terminology there. I'm going to throw this at you and for you to consider it.
Yeah, trustworthy is harsh.
Yeah, because they could both be trustworthy. It's in almost every loan, you get a better rate for more equity.
Yes.
And here it's the government, in their infinite wisdom, did the exact opposite.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So the individual that has less equity pays a higher upfront mortgage insurance than they did.
Yes.
And the person that has less equity pays a lower mortgage insurance than they did.
Yes.
Seems a bit backwards.
Yes. No question about it.
Right? I mean, by definition, the person that or the property with less equity is a higher risk profile. Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, but let's kind of segue. That's a big word for me, I know. But let's move into the positive parts of these things. Because
okay.
It's still...
still a great product. Regardless of the changes,
yeah,
it's still a great product.
Let's get the past is there. We deal with it. And we
Hakuna Matata, Jay. Hakuna Matata.
What does that mean? Oh, no. so, yes, it does cost a bit more up front. It costs less ongoing, which again is not to be in the great wisdom of the government. However, it helps the homeowner. So from this point forward, the carrying cost of having this loan should you owe anything, because again, you only need to owe $50 to have $1 million line of credit. Okay.
Right.
And that's maybe sounds complicated. That's more for a personal one-on-one talk or
sure.
We just.
But it's roughly a 60% drop in the mortgage insurance.
Yeah. And as far as the insurance, yeah.
Right. Insurance is dropping about 60%, which is
so how
pretty
is
good.
That going to build up the insurance fund? Well, that's not what this show is for.
Right. Exactly.
Good thing too.
A little odd.
But that,
so let me ask you this question though, Jay.
People, yeah.
So with that being said, is it beneficial for somebody to look into refinancing their reverse mortgage?
The one you mean, if they have a reverse mortgage right now?
If they already have a reverse mortgage and they're paying the old
numbers. If they have a reverse mortgage right now, it's going to be tougher than it was 2 months ago to refinance that, because 2 months ago that benefit was larger and perhaps covered your payoff. Perhaps, only perhaps, the payoff today might be too large for the new numbers to cover. Now, when I say reduction in the benefit itself may only be reduced by 10%.
Okay.
Okay. So, but that's 10% of the benefit, not the total amount, not these other things. So,
we're going to have to do some
cases, it's still very, very doable.
Okay.
It's just the
Heckam being a reverse mortgage is the formal name of a reverse
right.
mortgage.
Home equity conversion. From that to another one will be a little bit tougher.
Okay.
But there is something else I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
Because I want to get into the positive parts.
Good.
This is what
I like the idea of the monthly going down 60%. That's positive to me.
That right now, that is, you know, although we don't see the wisdom to the government,
right.
We see it a great boon. Ooh, that's a good word.
Nice.
A help for the borrowers.
Okay, so what other benefits do we see?
So, you know, we see all the same benefits we have before. Okay.
Okay.
And we see lower interest rates than we had before.
Okay.
Okay, that is, to me, a benefit. Now, I think when it comes to this great insurance, which I call it insurance more than a loan, you know, you're not really interest rate shopping. You're benefit shopping, because that way overweighs.
Sure.
It's like me against you. We're both, you know, but I'm sure I weigh more. So, you know, it's still a good thing too, by far.
So we do have lower interest rates is a big benefit to the newest new program.
So we have lower interest rates. We have a lower amount of insurance premium.
Right.
Of it. So if you put the lower rate and the insurance premium together, we're probably not very far off, if at all, because let's just say extremely competitive with a normal forward Fannie Mae loan, maybe less. So,
well, that's a fascinating subject there then, Jay, because we're going to have to chat a little bit about this further, because, you know, if we've got a lower interest rate and we've got a lower ongoing mortgage insurance premium,
mm-hmm.
what we're going to have to know what the break-even point is for that increase in the upfront mortgage insurance to see if it makes sense to refinance and restructure these. I mean, and that would only, again, be for the individual that did this as a strategic plan,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the individual that did it, you know, because they needed the money and they were maxing out.
Right, now I've
but if you have somebody that took 10% of their draw.
Now, I've got some people going from a, well, normal home equity conversion, i.e. reverse, to a jumbo.
Okay.
And the world of jumbo, or this is going to happen. Bankers, love them, hate them. They're smart.
Right.
Okay.
They want to make money.
Yeah.
What a shame. A novel thought in America.
I mean, we're the only two that don't think that.
Yeah, we're here for the nonprofit. We're here because we like people.
But they've responded to these changes by expanding, and we're going to see a lot more, I think. That's another show. They're expanding that jumbo. It used to be you had to have a $2-3 million home. You have 25% loan to value. That's expanded quite a bit.
Okay, so we'll have to get a show on the expansion of the jumbo reverse mortgage.
So really going to open it up for a lot more people.
Well, like that idea, the more people we can help, the better it is. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, little known ways to get your student loans forgiven. Like that idea. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you over 62 years of age? Do you have some equity in your property? The reverse mortgage might be a great product for you. I promise you this. I'm going to never say that any product is good for everybody. Because if you're 50 years old, the reverse mortgage is not a good product for you. But here it is. There is never, ever a bad time to get educated. Because maybe a senior, maybe you're not. Maybe you know a senior, maybe you don't. Maybe you want to be a senior. Or maybe you don't want to make it that far. I don't know. But it's always good to have the education. Little known ways to get your student loans forgiven. Burdened under the weight of student loan debt, we have some good news. You may be able to get those student loans forgiven. In 2017, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau released a report estimating that up to 1 in 4 Americans may be eligible for public service loan forgiveness program, but only a small percentage are actually using it. The most student loan forgiveness programs aren't a secret, but it might seem like they are because so few people take advantage of them. If you'd like to wave a magic wand and make your student loan debt disappear, here's 5 ways to make that happen. Number one, loan forgiveness programs for healthcare professionals. Doctor and nurse, you can get a significant amount of your student loans forgiven in exchange for your service. There's more details on that. Perkins Loan Cancellation and Discharge. Those who took out a Perkins loan to help pay for college and work in a qualifying career could have their entire debt wiped out after 5 years. All Perkins Loans borrowers are eligible for a potential loan cancellation or forgiveness. So there's a few different ways there that that can happen. Teacher loan forgiveness programs. A number of loan forgiveness programs available for teachers who work in underserved areas. Some are state-specific, others are federal programs. Find out if you qualify for the federal programs for teachers. Forgiveness programs for volunteering. AmeriCorps and VISTA, Peace Corps. There's a total and permanent disability discharge benefit there as well. The bottom line, if you're having trouble with your student loans, our friend Alan Hayon is helping a lot of people with that. Give us a call, 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with Alan, see if he can help you and your family. Just a thought for you. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Continuing our conversation, speaking of reverse mortgages, with our friend Jay Kaplan. He's in the house. We are chatting about the reverse mortgage program and the changes in the reverse mortgage program. Let's continue on.
Concentrate on positive changes.
Okay, so...
Because there are some, aren't there?
Absolutely. So let's start us off on those, Jay.
Okay. So everybody, like I said, you don't want to say everybody. I do, but that's because I'm just a guy. I'm not done. Well, I
Jay said it, not me.
Everybody should look into it. Education is the biggest thing that's held this product back since it became such a wonderful...
Held it back.
Yeah, held it back. People have a wrong idea. They think the bank's going to take your house. They think you'll have nothing left for your children, even though probably the opposite might be true. So education is really, I like to feel that education is my main product.
Okay, that makes sense. And that's the reason why we have you come on, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, is because... The whole idea is to try and educate people, get them the best information we can possibly get them.
So they can make their own real decision,
exactly.
Not listen to other people who don't know.
Right. And there's a lot of people out there with good intentions.
Right. They don't know.
They just don't know.
They're trying to help their friends, neighbors, and family, but they're giving them the wrong information.
And that's a shame. It bothers me when I see that, because we've talked about that on the broadcast before, that especially seniors
mm-hmm.
– And I don't know why it is especially seniors, but it is. You know, they'll talk to their friends about a reverse mortgage. They have no clue about it. They ask their neighbor about their Medicare programs and plans.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be an expert in their own situation, but not every situation.
Right.
So I don't, you know, and obviously and unfortunately, as I see it, the biggest group to get scammed in our society
is
seniors.
Yes, our seniors.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, so, you know, all those things just drive me crazy.
Right. But I do work with a lot of advocates in that area. I work with, like, Susan Geffen.
Absolutely.
Elder care, quote, guru.
And there's a lot of people out there that are trying to.
So I can help put people together with, you know, and you can, too.
And that's the whole issue.
If there's any issues.
Right, there's a lot of people out there who are trying to help and make a difference.
And of course, one of the biggest problems with elder care and you know, ripping them off are their children. But let me say that in reverse mortgages, it's not the children. Once in a while, you'll get children who, you know, think the money is all theirs and they think that, you know, they're not going to get the house. But that very few. So I got to hand it to the younger generation. Most of them do care about their parents, period.
Absolutely. But a few of them that you and I come across that are a little odd. But let's get – I want to race through, Jay. We don't have a huge amount of time left.
No, I'm having fun. Let's keep going.
Absolutely. So I do want to get, you know, some serious myths
mm-hmm.
dispelled. So the lender owns your home.
No. No more nor less than with any other loan. And like I said, you can owe as little as $50 and have a huge amount. So I don't think of it as a loan so much as you take a specific
liquidity.
Amount, you take a specific amount of your equity, put it on the shelf as liquidity. don't use it, you never pay for it.
The home must be free and clear of any existing liens.
No, and I'm not sure where that
You'll know better than that.
I don't know where that ever came from, but that, no.
I've heard that one many times. I've had people say to me that, well, I don't have my home free and clear, so I can't get a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and that's a mystery.
It's just a big mystery, yeah. Once the loan proceeds are received, you pay taxes on them.
No.
Not on that one either. Okay.
Not on that one either. In fact, the opposite is, you know, if you go 30 years without making payments and your heirs pay off that loan, and again, we're not giving advice.
Right.
And most of all, tax law changes all the time. But provided they take it out of a trust, I believe, after you've passed away or after you've sold, whatever, the tax write-off, which could be sizable, belongs to your heirs.
Interesting. Okay. The borrower is restricted on how to use the funds.
No. In fact,
ridiculous.
They can use it any way they want. They can buy rental property and give that to the kids. They can... I've got this one guy's become a very close friend of mine from the World Bank that retired, and he uses it to make money. Now, I don't recommend that for other people. Most people do not make money if they take it from their home. But
okay, it's only for poor people.
No, but poor people, if
don't
you...
Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine.
If you are cash poor and home rich, then yes, it's absolutely for you. This loan is... A lot of people think it's only for people who are in big trouble, and that's why the bank gets to take your home. None of that is true. If you are in trouble, it's still a great program. That doesn't mean you should. You should take advantage of staying in your home if that's what you want to do.
Jay, I look at it as being a big benefit there that, Robin, you have to put more in there. Explain that, what your question is there, and we'll try and get to Jay. The big benefit here is it's a planning device because we never know.
Yeah, of course.
Right? We don't know. I mean, we're going to walk out of the studio today and hopefully neither one of us gets hit by a car. Right?
Well, for me, it would have to be a bus.
Exactly. But the whole issue, though, becomes we want to make sure that people are aware that if you've got this in place, you can just go and you've got equity and you've got availability on your line of credit. You know, you could write a check to pay for food. And or to medical bills or in-home health care,
well,
whatever.
That's the biggest threat to families is health care. Would you rather take money out of your savings if you have it? Once it's gone, it's gone. Or would you rather sell equities or other properties? Once those things are gone, they're gone. If you take them from your home, which we all hope and see as an ever-growing asset anyway.
Sure.
You lose much less by doing it that way. You help your heirs. You still increase your or at least hurt your legacy that much more. That much. You know. So it's by far the best place to have. If you have choices of where to take your money, that's the best place.
It's a planning event.
Yeah.
Great information as always. We appreciate Jay Kaplan. If you've got questions, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Jay. Have a great Thanksgiving. We're right there on it. We're going
to
be...
One more myth. All of Anaheim Kills is coming to your house for Thanksgiving.
That's another myth. You're right. Okay, so great information. We really want to wish everybody a happy, safe Thanksgiving. We're going to take a couple days off so we can join in the festivities. But be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Hour, an older mile a minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go. This lunch break